You're listening to the Remote Mom Collective podcast, where moms can find their stride in the remote work world. Whether you currently work remotely or you want to, you're in the right place. I'm Brittany, the remote mom, and I've been working remotely since 2007. I became a mom in 2015, and there's a lot to learn. Together, we'll support, inspire, and empower each other on our journey to balance work, life, and motherhood from the comfort of our own homes or wherever we're working remotely. Together, let's redefine what it means to be a working mom. Let's support and inspire each other. Hello there, and welcome back to the Remote Mom Collective podcast. I am Brittany, the remote mom. Today, we're going to talk about uncovering our transferable skills. And in this episode today, we're actually going to go through this process together. So if you usually listen to me while you're walking or driving or doing chores, you might want to come back to this episode when you have a chance to sit down and work through the worksheet with me together, because we're going to try to find out what skills that we currently have that we are using in our day-to-day lives, or maybe we've used them in different experiences that we've had volunteering or other jobs that we've had in the past, and we want to figure out what we want to do. So this is going to be a working podcast today, and there will be the supplemental worksheet in the show notes. So just scroll down to the bottom. There's a form for you to complete, and then you'll get the worksheet for you to print out, or you can just write down the topics, and let's do this together. So firstly, what we want to do is, let me just give you a rundown of this really quick. So we're going to discover how soft skills such as communication, problem solving, adaptability, and teamwork can be valuable assets in any role or industry. So we are going to walk through, like I mentioned before, a self-assessment exercise to identify your strengths, preferences, and values. So during this process today, I really want to encourage you to reflect on past experiences, achievements, and activities that bring you joy, that make you feel fulfilled, and make you feel satisfied. Because that's what we're trying to figure out here, is what do we really like to do? Because when we do what we really like to do, then it's not work. So let's try to figure these out. We are going to create a comprehensive inventory of your transferable skills. We're going to provide examples and prompts to help you identify and articulate your own skills, such as leadership, time management, creativity, and attention to detail. So let's talk first about, let's actually just go through this. I was going to read all these things, but what we're going to do is let's actually go through this worksheet. So first of all, let's do a skills, what we're going to call a skills inventory. And we're going to reflect on our past experiences, roles, and activities where we have demonstrated transferable skills. So that means any sort of organization that you've been involved in. Maybe it was the PTA. Maybe you're the room mom for your kid's classroom. Maybe you're a coach for their sports team. Think about all these things that you've done in your life. The last work that you had was when you were a camp counselor during the summer times. I'm in my 40s, so I have a lot of experience and a lot of years of different things. So depending on your age and how long you've been in the working world or how long you've been a mom, your skills might vary depending on the different activities that you've done. If you have created elaborate birthday parties for your children, that is event planning. That is flexibility, that's scheduling, that's sourcing vendors. You figure out budget. So all of those things are included in hosting a party. Did you know that when you are hosting a party, if you've ever had an event at your house and you have hired people to do work for you, or you've done it all yourself and you've done research and used coupons and you've tried to find the best deal, you're still sourcing and you're still scheduling. And when you send out invitations, that is communicating with others. That is staying organized. You're creating a budget. All of those things are transferable skills into the real workplace. So think about that. What have you done and what skills have you used when you have done these tasks that you do every single day? When you make the laundry, or not the laundry, when you make the grocery list for your home for the week, if you make a list, do you do it? But do you do research? Do you go on the websites of the grocery stores and look at their deals that they have for that week? Do you coupon? Do you create a meal plan for the month or the week, or do you meal prep? Those kinds of things are planning and sourcing and budgeting. You can use those skills on your resume, believe it or not. So let's do this together right now. So strengths and weaknesses. Oh, sorry, go back. Specific examples of times when you've used skills such as communication, problem solving, teamwork, leadership, adaptability, and organization. So again, because of my age and the many years of career experience and organization experience that I've had club leadership experience, so I could put that down. I was a treasurer at one point for a club. I was an event planner one point for a club. For a different organization, I helped co-chair a really big vendor event, like a vendor market. I've actually done a vendor market three times. And so that's experience dealing with vendors and sourcing locations and comparing pricing and selecting a vendor. Those are all things that I could write down as my skills. I'm really good at solving problems. So if you come to me and you say, look, we can't get so and so we're having a party and our caterer just canceled and it's going to rain and the DJ is not going to be there. I can actually help troubleshoot and figure out how we can make it work either by doing it ourselves or finding other vendors. So think about things that people come to you for help and think about those skills. What do people come to you for help with? Is it helping them connect you with, do you know everybody? Are you a good networker? Are you a good connector? Then you are somebody who has a really big network and you could offer services connecting people. Maybe you could be a recruiter. Maybe you could be an HR. Maybe you could help people find jobs. Those are the kinds of things that we need to think about to get moving. Okay, so now that we have our skills inventory, and feel free to pause this wherever you need to pause and write down the list of what you have. So once we have our skills inventory listed out, so just list out everything. You're a good reader, you're a good editor, you're a really good writer. All of those things, list those out. And then now we're going to move on to strengths and weaknesses. So let's identify our strengths and weaknesses based on our self-assessment. What skills do you excel at, and where are areas that you want to improve or develop further? Consider both technical skills and soft skills. Soft skills are non-technical behaviors and personality traits that describe how people interact with others and work. They are often developed through experience and social environments and are different from hard skills, which are job-specific and technical. Soft skills are transferable to any type of job and are important for almost every job, making them a top skill that employers look for in candidates. That was an AI overview from a Google search. Soft skills are things like I'm really good at organizing. Hard skills are things like I know Google, the G Suite like the back of my hand, or I'm a Salesforce admin. Those kinds of things are hard skills. So now that we've listed our skills, let's go through this list and let's determine which on this list we kind of need work on. Well, for me, when I was a treasurer, I didn't really love doing the budget. I mean, you kind of have to when you're the treasurer. And when you're a leader in certain areas, you're going to have to deal with budget. Budget's really not something I love, but I have to do. So I could put that on my list as something that maybe I need more strengthening on. I always want to strengthen my leadership skills. So, even though I have extensive training in leadership and I always want more because I feel like there's always something to learn about people, I'm going to put leadership as something that I want to strengthen my skills on. Public speaking. I have a little teeny bit of experience in public speaking. Just quick announcements at the beginning of events or telling people, giving people instructions on what to do. But public speaking is something that I think that I would like to work on. It's definitely helpful for this, me to have this podcast and to be able to talk to you all the time. So public speaking could be something that I could list as a soft skill and that it's something that I want to work on. I have a little bit of experience with, let's say, Asana, for example. It's a project management board, kind of similar to Trello. And it's so big and vast, and I'm only using little portions of it, and I know that I could do so much better utilizing it, but I don't use it to its full extent. So maybe I want to get better at using Asana. So you can list out all of those things in this section. And again, feel free to pause this whenever you need to pause so that you can work on these different questions. Now let's go through and explore our likes and dislikes in terms of tasks, activities, and environments. Well, I already mentioned that I don't really like budgets and all of that, so I don't know. I know that I definitely don't want to be an accountant, and I definitely don't want to be in finance. So those kinds of roles are out the window for me. Maybe I listed on my list that I have built some websites from scratch and have copied and pasted code, but I'm not good at it. And that's not really a skill that I want to expand on. I didn't love doing that. So I would probably list coding. If I listed that in my skills inventory, I would probably mark coding as a dislike. I don't really like that part. What I do like and what I listed on my list is designing things like using Canva. And I'm not a graphic designer and I can't draw worth anything. I mean, I can draw maybe a stick figure and that's it. But I really enjoy getting creative on Canva and I know that I can do it if I put my mind to it and I set, a specific time aside to create things on Canva, I can do it and I've enjoyed it. So maybe I can help a small business create their social media content, right? Explore your likes and dislikes. So just go down the list and maybe circle the skills that you really enjoy doing, and then cross out the skills that are just kind of like, ugh, I know I have to do this. I'm good at it, but I don't really love it. Think about what aspects of your past roles or experiences that you've enjoyed the most. So if you've had roles in different companies or even in volunteer organizations, and maybe it was not specific to a role, but maybe it was an activity that somebody needed your help with and you really enjoyed it. Maybe it was something like somebody needed help making a cake for a party and you really loved figuring out the recipe and how much cake you should make and all of the ingredients and then decorating the cake. And you didn't realize that you liked that. So think about those kinds of things too, because you might have a talent there that you didn't realize that you had. So even if somebody asked you for a favor or to help them do something and you ended up really having a good time, that's probably a skill that you could potentially utilize and either turn it into a business or use it on your resume in a future job. Also, when we go back to think about which ones we don't like, think about what tasks or responsibilities that you found challenging or unfulfilling. Which ones did you not like? Again, I would go back to really anything with numbers. They are not my favorite. So I would list those. Anything that deals with not computers, but coding. I don't really love doing that. I don't want to build a website. Anything that you really don't feel drawn to, exit out. I'll give you a couple minutes to go through. Again, pause if you need to pause. Now we're going to talk about values and preferences. So consider your values, preferences, and career aspirations. What values are important to you in your work and personal life? So, for example, if you have specific hours that you will not work. I will not work weekends and I will not work past 5 p.m. Whatever those stipulations are. You need to make sure you know what those boundaries are before you start either trying to get clients to do your own business or before you start working with a company. Understand what you will and will not do. I will not work more than blah, blah, blah hours a week or blah, blah, blah hours a month or whatever that looks like for you. You need to know what you want to do ahead of time. Also, you need to understand what values are important to you. Do you want to work for a company that recognizes that you're a human being outside of work and you're not working to live, you're living, no, sorry, you're not living to work, you're working to live. And if you want to be just a number or a cog in the machine and you're okay with corporate life, and I'm not saying all corporate life is being a cog in the machine, but for those of you who have worked in corporate America like I have, you understand what I'm saying. I'm just going to say that. If you don't really care about having a great relationship with your employer and you're okay just getting your job done, clocking out, and you don't really care about other things at work. You're not interested in culture, or you're not interested in like getting to know your coworkers and those kinds of things. Then you need to know what you want and what you don't want out of an employer, and you need to know what you want and wouldn't want out of creating your own business and with your clients. So think about what type of work environment, culture, and mission resonate with you the most. Is it really important to you that they do community service? Is it really important to you that they have green initiatives? Is it really important to you that there is maternity and paternity leave? Look at all of those kinds of things. And remember, when you are looking for a job and you're looking for an employer to hire you, sometimes we really just need a job because we need money, because we need to live, and it really doesn't matter. But if you have the opportunity to be choosy of where you're going to work, and I hope that you all do have the opportunity to be choosy of where you're going to work, you want to make sure that the company values you and that you're aligned with their culture. If it's a culture where it's a bunch of people and every Friday night or every Friday at 2 p.m. they roll a keg into the office. Now, we work from home, so they're not going to roll a keg into my house. Maybe if they DoorDash me some beer or some wine, that would be cool. I'd like that, I guess. But you just think about the culture. Is it very bro-ish, so to speak? Is it a lot of moms? Is it a mixture of people? You really want to make sure that the culture aligns with you, because if it does not, you are not going to be happy. All right, so the next thing that we're going to look at is hidden talents and passions. So think about any hidden talents you have, and I'm not talking about being able to cross your eyeballs and then move one to the other side, or do a handstand or something like that. But what are some passions or hobbies that you could do? Think about that ex that experiment experiment. Think about that example that I said. I'm having a hard time talking today. Maybe because I'm recording this early in the morning before my day gets started, and I haven't really had a full conversation with anybody yet. So I apologize that you're getting kind of my like morning brain here. Although usually morning is a really good time for me. Anyway. So think about that example that I mentioned earlier about you being the cake baker at a party, and you kind of did it as a way to help out your friend, and you actually really enjoyed it. Maybe that's a hidden talent. There might be something there. How can you leverage these interests and skills in your professional life? Maybe you knit or sew, and please forgive me, those of you that knit or sew or crochet. I know nothing about any of those things, so I don't know what words are interchangeable, so please don't come after me. But let's say that you love cross-stitching and you create your own patterns. There's something there in creating those patterns. There's creativity there that could translate into something else. What do you have to do to create those patterns? Do you have to draw a shape? Do you have to measure? You probably have to figure out how many stitches of a certain color of thread that you have. Then you're going to want to go and see how much the thread is. What are they called? Like little packets of thread? You're going to need to know how many of those you're going to need to complete a project. So those kinds of skills are skills that are transferable into a real job. Next part, this part's kind of hard because I feel like each stage of my life, this particular part has changed for me a little bit. Think about your career goals and ambitions as they sit today, not as they sat, right when you got out of high school or right when you got out of college, or out of grad school or whatever that situation is. Think about what they are today. Define your career goals and ambitions based on your self-assessment findings. What are your short-term and long-term career objectives? And how do you envision your ideal career path unfolding? So, career can be working for a different company, or it can be owning your own business. So, what does that look like short term? So, short term, let's talk 30, 60, 90 days. So, 30 days from now, let's just use this podcast for an example. I created this podcast to create community for remote moms and share resources and connect with other moms that might be feeling like they need a little bit of help and they feel lost and they just want some sort of connection with other people who are similar to them. So my short-term goal for this podcast is to try to create content for moms who want to work remotely or who currently do, and I want to connect with as many people as possible. I want to have guests. I want to provide resources. I want to work through some of these resources with you. I want to connect you to jobs. I want to help you find your passion. So my short-term goal is to create a bunch of content and get it out there so that you guys can binge listen and share and utilize these resources. My long-term objective for this podcast, since we're using this as an example, would be maybe this is something that I could utilize to speak at certain events and help connect people. And maybe we have networking groups that are in each city that are the Remote Mom Collective groups, and they're all under the Remote Mom Collective umbrella. And maybe there's opportunity for specific job sourcing and maybe skill set. Maybe there's a course. Maybe there's a certification. Like, the sky's the limit. I'm just literally talking right now. So, you know, those maybe aren't my real goals, but I think that it's kind of fun to dream. So write down even those dreaming goals that you have, write them down, because there could be something in that. How do you envision your ideal career path unfolding? So I know what I would like to do with my career path in my current role, and I love what I do, and I've got great goals for that. But we are, for this example, we're going to talk about the podcast as if this podcast were my only source of income. So if this podcast, and I'm not even making any money off this podcast anyway, so let's pretend like I'm making a lot of money off this podcast, and what I would envision my ideal career path. Well, let's go back to my vision of maybe this is a huge brand that has different chapters in different cities, and we're engaging with moms and we're helping moms work and support their family and be a mom and be able to have time for themselves. And, you know, I'm able to help support that by having a team and training people and providing certifications and education and network and connections. Gosh, wouldn't that be amazing? And again, this can be a dreamer's goal. It doesn't have to be, because the dreamer's goal is what helps us zero down into the actual goal. Because when you're dreaming, those are when your true, I was about to say true colors, but those are when your true wants and desires come through. So next, and we're getting to about almost the end of our podcast here, and I was going to actually walk through this next section with you, and maybe I will just for a couple minutes, but the next piece is create an action plan. So these are actionable items that you are going to create to help you get to the next step of discovering what exactly you want. Because once you know what you're good at, you know, once you know what skills you have and what you desire, then it will help you search for those roles that you're interested in and narrow in, instead of just, you know, the other day a mom posted something and said, I would love to do something part-time while my baby sleeps, and I don't care if it's billing or coding or social media or yada, yada, or yada, yada, or yada. And I'm like, you got to narrow it down, because I know I can personally do all those things, but I don't want to do one of those things. Like, I'd rather do, if I had to choose, I'd rather do social media versus helping somebody code their website. So it really helps you dial in on what exactly you want to do, what skills you can truly offer someone. There's no such thing as a Jane or Jack of all trades. What is that saying where it's like master or something of many, master to none? Good at many, master to none, something like that. You can be good at a lot of things, but you're not going to be an expert in all of those things. So select a handful of things that you are passionate about, you know you can do, you know you want to learn more about, and that you want to continue learning more about. Because when you know you want to learn more about it, then there's that that genuine interest and that genuine curiosity that you're going to continue to grow. Because if you're somebody who knows everything about everything, then you're really mistaken, because you don't truly know everything about everything. There's always something to learn. And if you come across somebody who says that they know everything about a certain something, then I don't know that I'd really want to listen to their advice, because then that means that whenever they decided that they were the expert, whether it was 5 months ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 days ago, they are not current on whatever that current information is about that particular topic or that particular expertise. So if somebody claims that they are a master in something and they know everything that they need to know, I don't trust that. If you are willing to continue to learn and put in the time and grow in something, then that is your true desire. So let's go through this action plan. What steps will you take to leverage your transferable skills, explore new career opportunities, and achieve your career goals? We're going to set SMART goals and establish a timeline for implementation. So somebody said the other day on Threads that she heard that SMART goals are dorky, which I haven't heard that before. So if you think SMART goals are dorky, please let me know, because clearly I am dorky, because SMART goals are cool. It's like Billy Madison when he says, you're cool if you pee your pants. But again, if some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, then I'm sorry. I'm a big movie quoter, and I had a piece of paper, guys, and it was with the SMART action plan, and now I can't find it. Who knows what I did with it? All right, so let's go through here. Let's look at our action plan really quickly. I'm going to walk you through some of the steps for the action plan, but I'm not going to actually walk it through with examples. So you can get this off of the show notes at the bottom of the podcast. So let's do goal setting, short-term goal, long-term goal. So this particular example is calling a short-term goal within the next month. So within the next month, what are three potential career paths or industries that align with your transferable skills, interests, and values? And then you want to look at your long-term goal. Within the next 6 months, transition into a new role or industry where I can leverage my transferable skills and pursue meaningful work. So this particular example has you kind of researching and planning for the next 30 days and longer. And then within the next 6 months, this particular goal is having you actually get a new job or start a new business within the next 6 months. Let's research and explore. You want to research your career paths and industries that align with the transferable skills. Look at different job descriptions, look at different industries, look at different networking opportunities. If you're interested in a specific job title, or if you see someone with a job title you're interested in, reach out to them and ask them if you can buy them a cup of coffee and talk to them about their day-to-day and see if that sounds like something you'd be interested in doing. Networking and informational interviews. So this goes along to what I just told you. Reach out to professionals in your target industries or roles to request informational interviews. Now, a lot of people will send the note on LinkedIn and say, hey, do you have so-and-so minutes so I can pick your brain? That's great. I will always want to have calls with people to help them. I want to help people so much. But when it gets to the point where someone's kind of taken advantage of you a little bit and they reach out to you consistently asking you questions without paying for service, not that it's a service that you're offering, but just understand that you don't want to overstay your welcome. Ask the questions and move on. If you need to spend more time with them, maybe you need to buy them lunch or pay for their time somehow. If they're a consultant, then you need to pay for their time. But don't be that person that wants to pick someone's brain and not take their time, because their time is valuable. They're being nice to you and offering their time to you to share this information. So just keep that in mind. Attend networking events, webinars, and industry conferences to connect with professionals. So if there's an industry you're interested in and you notice that they're having a trade show in your area, go to the trade show and talk to people. See where they started their career. Identify, and the next piece is skills development. Identify skills or knowledge gaps that may be hindering your career transition. There are online courses you can take, workshops and certifications. LinkedIn and resume. Update your resume in LinkedIn to highlight your skills. Tailor your resume to align with the requirements and expectations of your target role or industries. Have a job search strategy. And that's a whole nother thing that you could flesh out, a whole different action plan. Networking and mentorship. Find a mentor. Definitely network, build those connections with people. I've mentioned so many times that most people get jobs from other people. They don't get them through cold apply. Another piece in this action plan is self-care and reflection. Be sure that you're prioritizing self-care and well-being because this can be an exhaustive process, especially if you've been going through trying to find a job for a really long time. It can be so tiring and it feels like it's repetitive, but once you know what you're looking for, it really makes everything a little bit more clear when you know what you're looking for, rather than just throwing your resume out to the wind and hoping somebody's gonna catch it and bite. I guess that would be throwing it into the water because do birds bite things in the wind? I don't know. Now I'm getting off topic. Accountability. So set milestones and deadlines to track progress and hold yourself accountable for taking consistent action. And then continue to learn, get feedback, look at new opportunities, be ready, be open to growth, be open to feedback, be open to change. Sometimes change is required. Sometimes expectations need to be adjusted a little bit. And if it's something that, if you decide that you're better off going the entrepreneurial route because you're not going to be able to find an employer with all of these that matches all of these expectations, and that's very possible that might happen, then it's time for you to write a business plan, connect with other entrepreneurs doing something similar to you, find a mentorship that way, network that way. There's ways that you can get involved with other business owners to help you get started there. We can have a podcast episode about that if we want to. By implementing the action plan, you will leverage your transferable skills to explore new career opportunities, expand your network, and ultimately achieve your goals. And the thing is, guys, the number one thing is here is you have to believe in yourself and you have to keep that mindset that you are doing the work and you will get there. You are working hard. Give yourself grace. And give yourself the kudos to put the time into creating this action plan and trying to figure out your skills, because this is not an easy task. It requires work. And sometimes I think what people don't realize when they're looking for jobs is that it's almost like a full-time job when you're trying to search for something. So you do have to put in the work if you want something quality. So keep that in mind. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for listening along and working through the worksheet. If you have a specific topic that you want to talk about, that you want to come on and talk about, there is a guest form on remotemomcollective.com. It does not have the in it. You can send me an email at theremotemomcollective@gmail.com. You can reach out to me on social media. And as always, being different makes a difference. Let's support and inspire each other. Have a great day.